views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Happy Monday, everybody. We are here, Shine On Radio, and thank goodness to the universe above, the sun is shining again. As I mention every week, I'm over here in the Northeast, New York City. If you're listening from the Pacific Northwest, I don't know how you guys do it. It has been gray here for like almost 10 days straight, and it got to me. And it got to a lot of New Yorkers. We kind of were the cliche New Yorkers you think about walking around and getting their egos in the way and kind of irritated. But luckily, it finally, the clouds broke through and the sun is shining today. And I feel a whole new energy lift. But I want to talk about how sometimes that feeling, that grayness can carry a lot of weight. And as I mentioned last week, it was tough. And I know it was tough for a lot of people as well, just how they felt energetically and, you know, the tension they were holding. And that brings us to today's topic, which is fitness and how we can release a lot of that heavy energy in our life just by moving our body. I know for me, I'm a big dancer, right? So when I dance, that natural energy is coming in and out and I feel released in my body. But for other people, it's a whole bunch of different things. And what I want to get across at the top of the hour today is when it comes to fitness and when it comes to physical activity, it is so individual and it is so up to your own needs and your own what feels good within your body. And there's a bunch of different fitness crazes, just like there are a bunch of different diet phases. But I think the person who's on today and myself included can attest to it's always got to be what feels right in your body. We shouldn't dread exercise. We shouldn't dread physical activity. So that leads me to our badass guest today. Yes, we can say it. Vanessa Cecchio. She is the founder of Bachata and Barbells. And she is a woman that did a fusion hybrid of two of the physical activities that make her feel the best and then helps her clients find that same, you know, rhythm within with what feels good for them. She's a high intensity training coach. She's teaches spin, Zumba. She's an active ambassador, and she's got quite a story. She's a childhood cancer survivor, and she believes that strength doesn't come from a number on a scale or about a barbell. It comes from breaking past your comfort zone and pushing through the challenges in life so that you can feel 100% confident in what you're capable of. So, Vanessa, welcome to
Hello.
The show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. We're so stoked that you're here, as always, shining on Shine On Radio. So, you know, I bring on a bunch of different powerhouses each week that have taken their challenges in life and then turned them into their shine, their true calling. So can you share a little bit about your journey that led you to where you are now?
Of course. So growing up, I was always that like hyperactive kid. I always had to be doing something. I always had to be moving around. My mom used to joke that when I was sitting there doing homework, I would also be like climbing on the table, climbing on the chairs, like practicing dance routines. So I was never able to sit still. So naturally, my parents put me in sports. I played sports my whole life. And then when I got to college, I started working at the fitness center there. I went to East Stroudsburg University, and the fitness center was like the place to be on campus. And I started working the desk. I started teaching classes there. And then from then on, it just stuck with me. Like, I found the first class I took, I was like, I want to be teaching these. This is exactly what I want to do. So then after college, I got my personal training certification. My group fitness and Zumba was one of the first things that I did. And I always did it part-time. It was just always something I felt like I had to do. And that's what I was happy doing. That's what I was passionate about doing. So after college, I was doing that for about 2 years. And then I decided, hey, I want to try the corporate world thing. Tried it, hated it. And it was like the second day at my job, I knew I didn't want to be there long. I stuck it out for about 2 years. And then I quit. And a few months after that, I created Bachata and Barbells and went full time with personal training, teaching classes, and kind of just empowering other people to embrace that fitness aspect of their life.
Well, I'm hearing two pretty awesome things here. And one of them is that, you know, a lot of people, you know, lead themselves into the corporate world in a lot of ways. That's like the thing that happens after college, or the, right, you're supposed to do this thing. And, you know, it takes a lot of, you know, guts to honor what you're feeling inside. That's like, okay, this doesn't feel right. I know that my true calling, I know that my passion is within the fitness world. And then actually choosing to do that. Was that transition scary? Like, what made you say, I'm going to do it, I don't care, you know, because there's a lot of things that come to play. Yeah. So how did you overcome that?
A lot of mental breakdowns in the bathroom in my office, to be honest. No, it just got to the point where I was literally having like anxiety attacks about something that I didn't care about. I wasn't invested in it. Like, I knew in my soul I wasn't supposed to be behind that desk. And I knew what I was supposed to do. And I always used to say, like, I look up to people who just follow their dream, who like get up and leave their standard life, their boring life, their monotonous life. And then one day I realized I can do it too. And it totally helped that I had a network behind me that was so strong, and everyone behind me was so supportive, from like the people that I coach with, my parents, my family, my boyfriend, my best friends. Everyone was like, you know what you have to do, so just do it. It was that initial jump. So I don't even know what day made me do it. There wasn't like a certain thing that happened. I just knew that I had to get it over with. And one day I went in and I was like, this is the day I'm going to quit. This is the day I'm going to quit my job. And I did. And it was the best feeling ever.
Immediate freedom, right?
Yeah.
And there's a trust that, you know, when you have that support, one, but that the universe has got your back. And, you know, if we're unhappy at a certain place and feel this pull, yeah, it's scary to let go of something, but you knew probably instantaneously when you finally did quit and that rush of freedom came in that you were on your right path.
Yeah. And I mean, of course, there were times when I first quit that I would just be sitting there and I'd be like, what am I going to do now? Like, I'm bored now. I feel like I should be doing something. But I never understood the quote, trust the process, so much until I'm actually going through this process. And you just have to trust that it's going to work out. And it's like, if you hustle hard enough, if you trust that process, it's all going to work out exactly how it's supposed to.
Awesome. And so how is that shaping out for you now? You quit 2 years ago, you're saying?
Yeah. So Bachata and Barbell's birthday is in September. So it'll be 2 years in September. And it's awesome. I have a full schedule. I have tons of clients. My clients are amazing. They have become my friends as well as my clients. I teach 12 classes a week between Work It Out at Intrepid. And I'm all over Jersey City and Hoboken. I always joke that I live out of my car because I pretty much do live out of my car. And anyone who has been in it knows it's a mess. And sorry to my mom for whenever she comes home and sees it. But it's good. I'm always on the go. And I love the fact that my days, nothing is ever the same. It's always different. whether it's something changing at night, something changing in the morning, it's always something different. It always keeps me on my toes.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, I can relate to that. My day is like always a different hat. And, you know, right. as a freelancer and as a creative artist type, that's the only way I ever knew how to do it.
Absolutely. But
I bring all this up because I'm really, you know, I love hearing or sharing messages of people who found a different way to live their life that felt more authentic to them. So when we get back, we're going to talk all about that. And also we're going to give you some fitness tips and just some realistic ways to embrace being healthy and feeling fit. Because when it comes to exercise, it can be one of those number one things that people dread. And it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. All right. When we get back, more with Vanessa, founder of Bachata and Barbells, and more with Shine On Radio. We'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
1230 WBLQ.
I'm saying all the things that I know you'll like. Make a situation. I gotta handle you just right. You know what I...
Speaking of upbeat, awesome songs, Justin Timberlake just dropped a really happy song. It's called Can't Stop the Feeling. So if you're in the mood for a really happy, body positive, shake it, get joyous song, check it out. It's all over the internet now. So just so you know. All right. So back with Shine On Radio and Vanessa, founder of Bachata and Barbells. And we're about to get into it with some body positivity. But first, Vanessa, how can we contact you and book you, talk to you? Do you do Skype? What's going on? Let us know.
Well, you can find me. My email is bachata.barbells@gmail.com. That's probably my best way to get in touch with me, but I'm also on Instagram all the time, and my handle is @bachataandbarbells. I have a Facebook page. You can find me there. My website is bachataandbarbells.com. And I do actually, I have private clients online, and a lot of the times what I'll do is set up Skype sessions with them. So you can find me on Skype too if you want to, and my name is Vanessa_Checchio.
Cool. Nice Italian girl, right?
Yeah, a nice Italian girl from Jersey.
I met Vanessa actually when she, I think you were interviewing to become a Zumba teacher at Work It Out.
Yes, I was.
It was this, it's this awesome little boutique gym in Hoboken, New Jersey. Definitely check it out. I do teach dance fitness as well. And that brings up to this awesome stance that Vanessa takes. Now, I am, I'm a thick gal. I'm a size 10, 12. When it came to the fitness world, I felt really like at first, like I had to apologize for the shape of my body teaching classes because, you know, and within my own insecurities, I said, all right, well, I'm not the ideal fitness instructor type. And then I got over myself as the years went on and my classes got, you know, bigger and bigger because it isn't necessarily, you know, striving for this perfect body when you go into a group fitness class or even one-on-one training. It is about feeling empowered in the skin you're in, regardless of what shape it is, or, you know, if you're within a certain body image fad or not. So Vanessa has a tagline. And she says, thigh gaps are out of style, which in the last 5 or so years, it's been so much pressure and a lot of social media attention for women to gain that thigh gap where your thighs don't touch. And this girl's got thighs that definitely touch, big old
yes,
quads. So how do we embrace that? Where did that come from? Do you agree with me that it's not about the shape of your body when it comes to fitness, or that being the first number one intention to work out?
No, it's not. It's, you know, fitness is, it's all about how you feel. It's all about how you feel inside. And it's not about how you look. And I think society is so stuck on that. It's how you look, you know, the tallest, the skinniest, blah, 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 what these models look like. And it's just, I think about being younger. And if I saw all of that, it would hurt so much knowing that I'm never going to be like that. Like, I've always known that I'm never going to have tall, skinny legs. I'm a short little Italian girl, 5'2 on a good day. And growing up, I always had big legs. I always had a bigger lower body. And I mean, I remember from like my dance classes when I was a little girl, I used to cry because my tutu would stick out because I had a little bubble butt. And now I think about that and I laugh because I embraced my big legs. I embrace not having a thigh gap. And I think so many women need to learn that, like, embrace what you have, be proud of what you have. And luckily, I think more people are starting to see that when you embrace that and you think of that as fitness, it's so much easier than striving for something that you're never going to be, you know, unless you're born like that, unless you're born with skinny legs and you're, you know, model height, that's okay. But if you're not, that's okay too.
Absolutely. And, you know, when it comes to the intention behind fitness, I completely agree with you that it's about a feeling. And when working out, and then this ties into not dreading the exercise. I'm a big believer that moving and doing the exercise that feels right for you is also a spiritual experience. It's a way to feel strong, not just because you're seeing muscle tone, but feel strong, you know, inside, where right, you're going to not only be able to do a push-up, but you can also ask for that raise, or you can get the bravery to leave your corporate job because it doesn't make you happy. How do you think a fitness routine helps other aspects like that in our lives?
Well, I think, like you just said, when you're confident in every way. Like being strong, like you said earlier, being strong doesn't mean that you're lifting the most weight out of anyone in the gym. It's about being able to push past your comfort zone on what you're used to. So even if that means being able to do one push-up when you couldn't do a push-up 2 months ago, that's being strong. And being able to do that, I feel like in a fitness routine, when someone can do that, they're going to feel so much stronger in other aspects of their life. And that's contagious. Once you feel that feeling, you want to keep feeling that feeling, and you're going to keep striving to achieve that in every aspect of your life.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. I know this to be true. At least it was for me. And I think a lot of women relate to this. When it comes to lifting, there is nothing in the world that makes me feel more powerful, more badass than when I'm lifting weights or when I'm strength training. But I feel like it can be very intimidating when, I don't know, there's been this stigma that it's a man's type of exercise to do. Mm-hmm. And I know you're totally going against that with the Bachata and Barbells mission. So how can women learn to be more comfortable in the weight room? Why do you think that strength training is an excellent type of exercise for women?
Well, the feeling, there's no greater feeling than being able to lift weight that you never thought you'd be able to do it. And honestly, it sounds so cliche, but the first part is just getting in there and doing it and trying it. Like, just try. Most of the times so one thing that I always have my clients try to do is a pull-up. And I'll ask them, have you ever do a pull-up before? And a lot of women will be like, no way, I can't do a pull-up. And I always say, have you tried? And it's usually the answer is no. So you never know what you can do unless you try to do it. And after, you know, you take steps. You're not going to go into a gym and automatically be able to lift 75 pounds over your head. You take steps to that. You learn how to get to that point. And I think a lot of women, they see people doing that, like going in. If you walk into a CrossFit gym, you see people throwing around some weight that you're just like, oh my God, how is that even possible? But a lot of those people have been doing it for years. And then you see the other people have just started, and maybe they're not throwing off that much weight, but they're doing it. They're starting somewhere. Like, once again, trust the process. You have to start somewhere.
Mm. Yeah. And I once read a book. I can't remember what the exact title is. It's something like, lift like a goddess, or work out like a man, lift like a goddess, something ridiculous. But it was saying that a lot of women don't lift weights, one, because of intimidation, because, let's say, right, what you just said, they don't try, but this fear of being bulky, or gosh forbid, their body changes and looks too masculine or whatever. I can understand a concern, but that's not usually what happens if we're doing it correctly, right?
Exactly. And that's what I always tell my clients too, because I get that all the time. Like, I don't want to get too big. That's what I always hear. I don't want to get too big. And I always say, you're not going to get too big. There's a way to get like that. And if you don't want that, you don't have to try that. Like, everyone has different goals. Everyone has a different idea in their mind of what they want to be, how strong they want to be. And that's good. That makes you an individual person. Like, if in a group fitness class, if there's someone using, you know, 12-pound dumbbells, and there's someone using 5-pound dumbbells, they have totally different goals that they're going for. And that's okay. That doesn't mean the person lifting with lower weight is not as strong as that other person. Mm. And I think a lot of people have an issue with that. Like, they think if they're not as fast as someone else or lifting as much as someone else, and they're not good enough. But that's not true at all.
Right. Like, the old comparison thing can be such the, comparison is the key to unhappiness, I always say, 'cause I've heard that once. And it's when it comes to fitness and when it comes to tuning into your body, it really is what feels best for you. And taking all that I'm not enough or I'm too much aside and just taking care and bringing that self-care and self-love in. All right. Exactly. When we get back, more with Vanessa's tips, because I want to hear some of the stuff, how make it easy for us to start getting into the weight room and start dancing and everything that she promotes. And also a little bit about her survival story. It's very inspirational. We'll be right back.
Turn the beat around. Love to hear percussion.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Brian, you're you're playing such awesome music today.
Oh, thank you, Kelly. It's a pleasure.
I'm loving it.
So am I.
Right? Oh, listen, okay. Because you know what? When I hear music, I like to move my body, and that makes me feel happy. So, perfect day to be talking about fitness. As you know, any day is a good day to be talking about fitness. But we're here with Vanessa Cecchio, founder of Bachata and Barbells. By the way, how the heck did you fuse those two things together?
Well, a lot of people ask that, and a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, you do bachata with barbells at the same time? And unfortunately, I'm like, I haven't been there yet. But so how the name came together, I started out as a Zumba instructor, and bachata is one of the rhythms. Obviously, you know this, that you do in Zumba, and it always challenged me. It was always like the hardest rhythm for me to get. And barbells are something that I work with every day of my life, and I'm never not challenged by a barbell. So the two of them together, they're my biggest challenges, and that's what you got to do. You got to work with challenges every day to grow. So I put them together, and they just happen to have a nice ring with each other too.
I love that because you know what? I get it now. It's not the two easiest things that you find in fitness. It's the two challenging things that you found in what you love in fitness. And like,
pretty much.
I like that. So that, because it's about challenging ourselves. And speaking of such, so I think unfortunately every human being that is alive on this earth today is touched by something called cancer. It is awful. I have had my personal story with that, and I know Vanessa has very much her own. Vanessa is a childhood cancer survivor, and I want to share this and bring this up because as a child, I can't even imagine going through such a thing or what your family had to go through such a thing. But what did it teach you in your adult life now and within your mission, within your company?
It taught me that you are so much stronger than you normally think you are. Like, you can get through anything that is put in front of you. And during the time, to be honest with you, I was so young. I was 12 years old. So I didn't really understand what was going on. Like, I knew I was sick. I knew I was sicker than other, you know, kids. They get a cold. I'm like, oh, you know, I thought it started out with a cold or a fever. And it's like, no, you have cancer. You're going to be going through chemo. And I couldn't really process everything that was going on until years later when I realized what I went through. But it completely showed me how strong of a person I am inside and out, going through that chemo and through the radiation and just the whole process of dealing with that as a kid and seeing how much it affected my friends and family. But going through it, it was kind of like a whirlwind, because to me, I was always just thinking like, I have to stay strong. I have to stay strong for my family. Like, I can't cry through anything. And I never really wanted to. I think I cried like once because I didn't get a toy that I wanted to get. But when it came to being sick, I still was playing sports. I was still cheerleading as much as I could. And luckily, the treatments didn't make me as sick as some people, but you know, I completely lost my hair. Like, I was a bald kid when I was 13 years old. And when you're a 13-year-old girl, that is such a big thing, like what you look like. So if I always just think like, if I can get through that, I can get through anything.
Mm. Well, listen, I honor you. I think you're so brave. And I think it's even that you can come and be so honest with us and talk about it. But and let's go there. I mean, yeah, 13-year-old girl. And I mean, you're talking as if, you know, you really found the positivity in it all and were a fighter in it all. And I'm not surprised at in the least. But, you know, I'm sure if we're talking about body image, you know, that whole process probably, you know, was a challenge. You lose your hair, you're not feeling good within your body. And now even more taking it into your adult life and your practice, truly understanding what the body is, right? Like, and the body will continue to fight for you. And it's an unfortunate energy to want to force the body to be something that it's not, because it can be taken away so easily. And you learn that at a young age. Do you ever trickle that message into your business?
I try to, like, when I was going through the treatment and everything, like I said, like, I had lost my hair, I was on steroids, so I was just completely, like, blown up. I didn't look like myself. Like, I looked like a cancer patient, but there was nothing that I could do about it, you know? It was just, like, that's something that I had to accept, and I knew once things would go back to normal eventually. And I always try, you know, my biggest message telling my clients is accept what you have and embrace what you have and just be the best version of that you can be. Mm.
So you bring up a lot about the word strength. And clearly you had to show a lot of that as a very young person. But what does it mean now to be strong when it comes to talking to your personal life and also within your clientele?
Being strong, well, I think everyone has their own definition of what being strong is. Like I said before, you know, being strong could mean being able to do one push-up when you couldn't do it a few months ago. It's getting past that comfort zone and being okay with that and just striving for more of that, being confident with yourself in every aspect. I know I feel strongest when I'm squatting. I feel strongest when I'm squatting and when I'm able to hit a weight that I never thought I'd be able to hit. You know, I see some of my clients, I put them on a squat rack and they think that they would never be able to do that. And then they do this weight that's like double of what they thought they could do. And you could see like the joy on their face and they're just like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. And it's like, yes, you can. Usually you are so much stronger than you think you are. You just have to go and try and do that.
Mm. So what would be your recommendations for, you know, the person who dreads exercise or hasn't felt that empowering feeling? Like, is it trial and error? How can we kind of make our physical activity as important as brushing our teeth or drinking water?
The first thing I think that a lot of people need to realize when they're first starting is don't be so hard on yourself. Like, it's okay if you mess up a few times in the beginning. That's totally fine. You're supposed to be a beginner. Don't be so hard on yourself and set goals that are attainable. Like, you're not going to walk into a gym and squat 200 pounds the first time you ever walk into a squat rack. That's just not going to happen. Set a goal. If you want to squat 200 pounds, give yourself time to get to that point. And I always like to tell my clients, like, you're a human being. You're a human being and life gets in the way sometimes. That's okay. Accept that, but learn from it. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay if you can't make a session because something came up unexpectedly and you have to cancel it. Don't get down on yourself and feel terrible about it and like you are a complete disappointment to yourself. Can't be too hard on yourself. Set attainable goals and remember that you're a human being and you're going to get there one day. You'll get there eventually.
Yeah, you know, I completely agree with that. And, you know, I tell my own clients all the time as well who come in for health and life coaching that, you know, they know intellectually that exercise makes them feel good, but it's one of those things that they don't prioritize. And I think that everybody is crazy busy and there is a lot going on. But it's setting that a realistic intention, not the intention, I'm going to go to the gym every day and then I'm going to run outside after work. That just right. isn't realistic. So what, get real with yourself. What is something that you really will do? And then schedule it into your calendar as if, you know, it's the conference call that you have to make and you have to do. Put it
totally.
In.
Totally.
Writing it down really makes it happen.
And it just becomes part of the routine. And that's what I always try to say to my clients too. Like, you'll start to miss it if you don't do it. So make it a part of the routine. Make it something that you do every day. And it'll come easier every time you do it.
So true. Finding that rhythm, because once you start to do it right, you feel real good.
Yes.
And then when you're not feeling real good, let's say you fell off the working out wagon for a bit, you know, you'll say, okay, this is where I feel the difference. It's worth it. Let's get my butt in gear. All right. When we come back, more with Vanessa, Just letting you know, anybody can call in with any of your questions. The number is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. If you want to call with a question for Vanessa or I, feel free. And we will be right back after the break. Hear you in a second.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you...
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee.
Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
'Digressing, but I was at one of my girlfriend's weddings this past week, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to wear something that scares me, but I want to wear it. And I wore one of those bomb pants suits that are very like 1975 roller rink, and it comes up at a halter top. And I never felt more fierce by wearing something I wanted to wear that called out to me, but I was scared to wear it. I just owned it. And that song
That's
makes me feel
awesome. You can go. That's what it's all about. See, that's getting out of your comfort zone right there. You did it.
Yeah, and I really felt that the effects of that persona that came out, you know, last with me throughout the whole weekend. So, yay, body pause. Vanessa, please, you got a bunch of stuff coming up. Fitness in the park. You got to tell us about the Pitbulls, the Valerie Center fundraiser, and the Willing. So let us know what's going on.
All right. So I have a bunch of really fun and exciting things coming on this summer. The first thing is Welling, and a friend of mine and myself, we are actually going to be launching a website called Welling, and it's based on all things health and wellness throughout the Hudson County. We're going to be starting in Hoboken. So what we're doing is we're going to be showcasing all of this awesome fitness lifestyle that Hoboken has that I feel like so many people don't even realize that is there. There's so many hidden gems when it comes to gyms and so many awesome trainers out there that people don't know about just because they simply don't know it's there. So we're going to be highlighting all of that. We're going to be launching that in June. So stay tuned on my social media as well as our Instagram account, which is Welling_official, and it's Welling_official on Instagram. So that's going to be awesome. Fitness in the park. So I have like an unhealthy obsession with pit bulls. I rescued my girl Nola about 2 years ago, and she's like the love of my life. So myself and a few others, I'm going to be teaming up with a friend of mine. She has a business called Passion for Pitties, and you're going to be running fitness in the park. And what it's going to be, it's going to be some type of fitness event, but we're also going to have some adoptable pit bulls there, some rescue pit bulls. And we just kind of want to raise awareness about how good these dogs are, because they have such a bad image for so many ridiculous reasons. You know, they're banned in certain states. Sometimes if you try to rent an apartment, they won't let you rent it because you have a pit bull, and that's ridiculous. So we just want to raise that awareness and show people how awesome these dogs are. That's going to be in July sometime. We don't have an exact date, but it'll be in Hoboken, and it's in July. And then last but definitely not least, so the Valerie Center is where I was treated, and they treat thousands of thousands of children with childhood cancer and blood diseases, and they do a fundraiser every year. And this year it's on June 11th. It's held in Verona Park. And I'm teaming up with one of my good friends who has a nonprofit called 1 Hour Four. And we're raising money. Our goal is to raise $5,000 to give back to the Valerie Center. We're also going to do the run. We're going to get a team together to do it. So that is, it's very dear to my heart, obviously. And we just, the whole thing behind it is just, when you think about it, we're all little kids at heart. So we want to be able to give back to some of these little kids that have to deal with this. And to raise some money for that, we're also going to be holding a fitness in the park style class on May 22nd. It's a Sunday. It'll probably be around 10 or 11 a.m. And then we're going to have some type of bar crawl after it. So it's whether you like to work out on a Sunday morning or if you want to have a Sunday fun day, you can get both of it. There'll be a chance to donate. We're just going to raise awareness for it and let everyone know what we're doing for this awesome cause.
Awesome. Lots of good stuff going down.
Yeah, a lot of exciting stuff.
I'll definitely want to be checking out one of those things. I love the Welling website idea. And if you ever decide to highlight someone in New York City, don't forget about me.
You'll be the first one, girl.
Speaking of such, connect with me on shineonwithkelly.com all day, every day. Love connecting with you. I know Vanessa loves to connect too. So definitely check her out on her Instagram and her Gmail account. And also, I got an upcoming event in New York City. If you're in town, it's the Shine On Cabaret, a night of wellness and performers. It's sponsored by Kind Bars and Beanfield Snacks. And it's going to be a great night, Thursday, March 26th. So check that out. Okay. Let's wrap up this show with some more Shinespiration, shall we? Let's hear. I always end the show with dream following. All right. So you went into the corporate world, as we found out in the beginning. You left it because you knew fitness was your true calling. What would you recommend? What are the ins and outs? What are the challenges? Why is it worth it? What should we be wary of if it's not worth it? in terms of making a small business? How do we know if it's right for us? What would you recommend people with that big dream?
Well, running a small business is, I always say, it's not for the weak of heart. Like, you have to know you got to hustle, and the hustle makes it all worth it. You have to be able to be your own boss, and you have to be able to shut down and give yourself a breather, because I honestly feel like, and I'm sure you feel like this too, Cal, that's the hardest part. Knowing when to turn off your business life and just live your normal life.
Oh gosh, don't
and
I know
knowing
it.
When to like give yourself a day off. Like, last week was the first day in 2 years that I gave myself a personal day. Last Wednesday, I was just like, this is it. I need a breather. I need to take a personal day. And it was awesome. And I did nothing. I slept, took a nap with my dog. I watched a movie. I worked out on my own. But you need to be able to turn on and turn off. And you also need to know that dream big, but you have to take those little steps to get there. You know, I think I've said this like 100 times this interview, trust the process. It's all going to work out, but you got to take those steps to get to that big picture.
And it's so funny how, I mean, I've talking about speaking ad nauseum about the same thing. I think I say every show, one of my favorite quotes, which is, the way you do anything is the way you do everything. Okay. So the idea of, you know, dreaming big, but taking small steps, that, you know, makes sense if you're following a dream as a small business person, or, you know, getting to the gym for the first time. So for our friends who are listening, who, you know, since fitness is your expertise, it is your calling, my love, for, you know, short and sweet, couple of sentences, what are the best ways for a person who's first starting or maybe frustrated with the whole fitness world to tune into themselves and figure out what's best for them? How do they find their strength?
Just get there and don't be afraid to ask for help. You know, any gym that you go into, there's going to be someone there that's going to be able to help you. And you're only as strong as your support system. So make sure that you have someone that's going to support your goals and that's going to have your back the whole time. Because honestly, like I said before, I would be nowhere without my support system. And I thank them every day for that. So get that, you know, and you're never going to be in it alone. Have a friend that will come with you. Get a trainer. Get a personal trainer. They are not only your trainer, they're going to become your best friend. They're going to become your therapist. They're going to be by your side. And that is honestly what I would say is the best thing to do. Just get in there, ask for help, and get it done.
Ask, you know what? The ask for help part of that is, like, for me, the big ding, 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 because, you know, it's okay to ask for help. I think sometimes, we feel, you know, this air of weakness if we ask for help, but it's totally the opposite. Everybody, please contact Vanessa and Bachata and Bowerbell, excuse me. You know, sometimes investing in one or two or a lifetime of personal training sessions is the answer to finding your rhythm within the fitness world. Vanessa, one last time, what's your email address?
My email address is bachata, B-A-C-H-A-T-A .barbells@gmail.com.
And everyone, you can reach me at shineonwithkelly.com. And remember, find your inner strength. And sometimes we need to do that by asking for help, owning it one step at a time. Vanessa, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you for having me. This was awesome.
You rocked. All right, everybody, we will see you next week for another great show. Until then, have a great week and keep that sun shining. All right, shine on, everyone. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.